I think you fellas know it. Your city legal department is so ruled. If that isn't enough, the code of Iowa very clearly states the city manager shall have power to employ, reclassify, or discharge all employees of the city as the occasion requires, and to fix the compensation to be paid to such employees, except as others.
Here will be those of members of the council and various members of the audience speaking for and against the proposals to limit the appointive powers of the city manager.
This is nothing but a grab for power that you're not entitled to. As I say, you're contemplating illegal acts when you contemplate the passage of these ordinances. Another thing I can't understand is why this hearing is limited to 1 hour on a subject that should be as important as this. I've sat here and seen this council argue for more than an hour on 3 separate readings on a change of grade ordinance in an alley. It only affected 4 or 5 families. I see no point in it whatsoever. I think the action should be dropped. I want to state that for the sake of the record.
Well, Alan, you have been in this council chamber, too, and many times over rent control deals that we had where you and Mr. Chambers, myself, and others have set a limit of the time they could talk, and I'm sure that you remember several of those instances.
There are no hour limits set on any debate that I can remember. I can remember limiting individuals to 10 minutes.
Well, if you...
But there's no hour limit on any
debate that
ever came
up. You'll go back on the rent picture. We set up a half hour on each side.
I don't think so. But I don't think that was anywhere near as important to the citizens of Des Moines as this thing is anyway.
Well, the council...
In addition to which, as I say, you're contemplating an illegal act. These ordinances are clearly illegal.
The council set
and
up...
You know it. You've been so advised.
The council set up... I don't think the council advised that they were all illegal.
I think so.
Well, that's just your interpretation. Yeah. We've had your interpretation on some of these laws before.
I've never before seen 3 members of the council try to grab power for themselves that they're not entitled to.
We're not trying to take away from the city manager any appointive powers or any
That's absolutely
powers.
Ridiculous. All you have to do is make a temporary appointment and not approve his appointment, and you've taken it all away these ordinances.
Nothing
Mr.
Denny,
you think you were grabbing power when you approved the personnel manager's appointment or the purchasing agent's appointment? Were you grabbing for power when you did that?
We didn't necessarily approve it except at the request of the manager.
Those are two very vulnerable
positions,
and
power.
You authorized those, you approved them.
I did not.
Maybe they're holding their jobs illegally then if you didn't approve them.
The mere fact that the manager appointed them is sufficient. That's clear.
Not according to the city municipal code that you helped set up.
The code,
read
the
it
code
over.
Of,
you know
the
law.
The code of Iowa governs this, and you well know it.
No point in arguing that. Let's go on with the hearing.
I have two. Is there anybody else that... Now, we have 2 people who want to talk against this here. Is there anybody else? In other words, if there's nobody else, we're going to give these people 15 minutes apiece.
Mayor, I'd like to talk 30 seconds.
All right, that'll give each of the others 14 minutes and 45 seconds. Then. Why don't you make it a minute, and then they'll have it. Okay, the first one to request here then is Mrs. Clifford L. Norris.
Yes. Is this the power or this?
They're all 3 power, but not to us.
Well, I represent the Des Moines League of Women Voters, and I was very happy to hear you say just a couple of minutes ago that you represent all the taxpayers of the city of Des Moines. We feel that this proposed action is not in the best interest of all the city of Des Moines because we have voted for a council manager plan of government, and this action, we feel, threatens this plan of government. And thank you very much. That's all I care to say.
You didn't need the full 15 minutes then. George Koss.
Mr.
Mayor, Mr. Mayor, members of the council, my name is George C. Koss. This year I'm one of the vice presidents of the Greater Des Moines Chamber of Commerce, and it's in that capacity that I'm appearing before you today. We are opposed to these amendments that would reduce or destroy the authority of the city manager. Des Moines has fared well under the city manager plan. We've had physical improvements, improved traffic control, and the qualities of the services rendered by the city have improved. These improvements years ago were just talked about, and under the city manager plan, they've become a reality. In order to become a better place to live, in order to maintain our competitive position with other cities in the United States, we need the continuance of the city manager plan. I repeat, we need the services of the city manager without the restrictions set forth in these proposed amendments. We are therefore opposed to the passage of these amendments. I wish to thank you for the opportunity of appearing before you today.
Thank you, Mr. Dodd. Harris? No, I'll
one number. I make the appointment. Mr. Mayor, members of the council, I have a client, Floyd Jones. He's the city license collector. In one of the proposed amendments, you declare that his job is vacant. He's a civil service employee, and I have previously furnished the councilman documents which contain, I think, the legal authorities to establish that as a civil service employee, the ordinance would not be effective. It's my understanding that the matter of Mr. Jones and Mr. Stroud, the budget officer, crept into these ordinances clearly by inadvertence. I appear here this morning to ask you to rectify that if you can before passage.
I intend to introduce amendments to remove the vacation of those two jobs from those two ordinances.
Thank you.
Now, is there anybody else wants to talk? As long as we've got the time, if anybody else wants that hasn't filled in a slip wants to talk on it, they're perfect at liberty to take up anywhere up to the half hour on either side.
Mr. Mayor, in studying this thing out pro and con, we're up against a proposition with the decision of Mr. Fountain not to charge y'all with anything until you commit yourselves. And the men that I talk to, they are much in favor of legislation. And if that legislation does conflict with any law, then it's questionable. There's 450 titles in law and 7 cardinal principles. And you couldn't charge me for stealing the chicken for looking at your roost, huh? I don't know what you all are doing. You're looking at the roost. I don't know what you're gonna do, huh? And I think the brain to decision of Judge Fountain was he had nothing because you all hadn't committed nothing yet. But a wait and see. And I was going down in Houston, Texas one day, and if I hadn't had a good reputation, they'd put me in the jail. Because I favored somebody, huh? That they were after, and I hadn't committed an act yet. They should have waited. I think the whole thing is, Judge Fountain is set up and for Thursday, but to come on is a closed situation and not a free situation in this thing. We can't pre-charge y'all with nothing. Only say what your intents may be, and I don't know your intent. I don't know yours. I don't know yours. I can anticipate. Let us wait and see if y'all are going to hit the ball right. Hit the ball right, it's all right with me. If you hit it wrong, well, there'll be a civil dispute there somewhere. I don't know where it's going to be at. Lars, I got 3 strikes Saturday night. Up the full precipitation, stumbled, grabbed a place, a railing I thought was safe, and I had to take a dive to the base. Hit myself on a bloody. I didn't know that in advance. I would have committed myself. But I got it, and here's the aftermath. Those good Samaritans at the hospital are taking good care of the old preacher. I came home. After all that blood down, people's excited. I said, what are you excited about? God's taking care of his old preacher. I believe I'll sing an old Amazing Grace. Make a good testimony. Take me home to that pretty brown-skinned wife of mine that's into the hospital. I wanted to look at this first to see what happened out in the nurse. See what I'm out? Yeah. I'm not going to charge
You, Mr. Mills, you or you, till after this audience is passed. If you commit yourself, you got lawyers there to tell you when you run into the Constitution of the state or the Constitution of the United States. So let us play ball. We're in the ball game in the morning. Let us play ball. Let us be with the empire. Let us not call nobody out until they are. I think that thing should go that way. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm too much of an expression man. That's why they made a bishop out of me, I guess, because I will express myself. Enemies are friends. I think this is it. I think this is what they represent. When they commit themselves after they pass those audience, the Pope gives us rights to redress. We can come here and fight it out with reason, and if we can't get it, we got redress there. I think the Pope redress might be wrong. I may not be right, but I think that.
Bishop, I'm glad you explained that about the on the head there, because there's a lot of people worried about that.
They're worried?
Yeah.
Well, listen, my day, the doctor's asking how old are you? I said, I'm 75. And that's strong? They'd have bailed out a piece of wood and told them to go to sawing. Huh? When they got on, they sucked them penicillin in me. Said, don't you feel weak? I said, no, my partner's helping. He's been my partner for 70-odd years. Another way. I could have broke my neck. Something happened. I don't care if it's a reason or not. God, pardon for his children. Christ is our brother. The Holy Spirit is appointed on earth to look out for us. And I believe in every incident, God does watch over his children. Thank you.
Thank you, Reverend.
It didn't happen that I was after some brown-skinned gal or some guy cut my hair.
Anybody else? Anybody else? Is there anybody else? Well, three times should be enough. Now, on these ordinances, I, on this number 2664, I've had several people call me and tell me that on the appointee powers of the mayor, where it says the mayor shall have the power to appoint all members of boards and commissions that he has authorized by statute, the provision of this code and other ordinances to appoint. They pointed out that what I'm trying to do is to take away the power from Mr. Howell, or not necessarily Mr. Howell, but the city manager, and confer it upon myself. And that, therefore, in their opinion, made me a dictator. Now, I go along with their thinking on that, and I want to bring in changes there that would make that approval of the city council, because I believe in democracy and that the majority rule.
Not the same thing when you've got a council in your pocket.
Gee, that's not democracy when you have a majority on the council, I suppose.
No, it's a smokescreen he's trying to put across.
Well, the people, we were elected by the people, the same as you were, Alan.
You want a Russian veto. If you don't like it, then nobody else should do anything about it.
I would say that you were elected really under misrepresentation, because you didn't state that you were going to do any of this stuff when you...
No, I resent that. I wasn't elected under misrepresentation.
I think you're entitled to resent anything you want.
I don't think you
were.
Well, that may be your opinion, but it isn't mine.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Mayor,
I don't see how you could possibly hope to hold a manager responsible for appointments that he has no authority to make.
Mr. Mayor, under...
You make these guys responsible to you and not to the manager. Kind of.
I don't recall you sending anybody to City Hall to get a job, Mr. Mayor. In fact, on that score, I would say that this council, right straight through, has been very careful about that thus far. In one or two instances where it was done, that was done at the beginning of a term, but when people found out what the story and the situation was, there has been a very definite absence of that sort of thing. That must be said to the credit of all the members of the council have served that I've had contact with in this city.
I have been opposed to some of the appointments.
That's right.
But I never have asked you or the personnel director to hire anybody. And that's what they're talking about, the spoils.
I don't see what the difference is, whether you ask them or not. If you come in and oppose the appointment and then take violent action because of it, what's the difference?
People that have come to me to ask to get a job on the city, I've said you have to go right over there and file for it and get it on your own just like anybody else.
Well, you're putting
I'm what?
You're quibbling.
Flipping?
Quibbling, I said.
I'm not quibbling, I'm stating the facts. Well, what is the motion?
I made the motion that we defer the third reading at this time until we can properly prepare the amendments to those ordinances, the one that you want to amend and the one that I want to amend. Just hold up the third reading.
You want a motion on it, brother?
Just to defer the third reading. So we defer the...
What items were they?
That's all of these...
All 11.
All 11 ordinances.
All 11
until we can make the amendments that the mayor wants to make and the ones that I want to propose.
Well, now, will the people be advised a week or so before this thing comes up again?
The people are...
We've had our hearing.
The people, well, we've had our hearing, but the people are welcome to come over any council meeting from beginning to end. Every transaction that's carried on will come before them right here in the council meeting. They've spoken on it.
I think that we ought to certainly give them a week's notice so that they know a week ahead of time is coming up. I feel that the reason that there weren't too many people talking this morning, they don't think it does any good to talk.
That's right.
You fellas have made up your mind on the thing, and our own legal counsel, our own legal department has told us it's illegal. Now, I understand you're going to fire them. And that's why they haven't got any confidence in you fellas when you operate that way. I certainly think that we should give the people at least a week's notice, and so they can come over here if they want to talk. Let them come over.
Well, there's only two of them talked this morning. I don't
well,
know.
Well, they probably
they
feel
they certainly
just
have
don't do
2 weeks
good.
On this they've registered their complaints. People that wanted to register their complaints have still registered.
Mr. Mayor, can I say something?
Yes.
Mr. Isles, you just made a statement that people are afraid to talk because they know it won't do any good. Well, Mr. Isles, I believe you know that for the past 6 years that has prevailed over here. We have come over here with requests for salaries, wage adjustments, other grievances. We presented facts that more than backed up our case, and we've known ahead of time what the answer was going to be. And you know that's right, don't you?
No, I don't, John.
Over here with
that's
things
not
we knew
right.
We were right and knew we should have got them.
No.
And down the line, it's going 3-2 or 4-1 against us every time.
Well, John, I think that you've always had a hearing. You've always been able to present your case. Now, you haven't always won, I'll admit that. But you always have had a chance to come over and be listened to.
Except for one time, Mr. Isles. I came over here with a request for some salary adjustments for a captain in the fire department who was supposed to have got a raise and didn't get it. We met with the chief, they went and met Mr. Howell, and our answer was no. And I came up here to request it, and Mr. Howell turned around and said this was not the time for it. And I says to the mayor, I said, do I have the opportunity to speak? And he had the guts to send on that flag and denied me the opportunity to make my request here at this council meeting. And Mr. Mills says, if you meet with Mr. Howell, and if you don't receive the satisfaction, you can send me a letter and I'll bring it up for you. Isn't that right?
That's right.
So this is nothing new, Mr. Isles, and people do have a chance to be heard over here. We always had.
Yeah, I've noticed.
Well, pal, you've been around long enough to notice how things act over here, how they have in the past.
Well, the thing that I've had a number of people wonder what they can do on this thing. I've had more calls here in the last 2 or 3 weeks than I have ever before.
No, they want to lay final action, so this hearing Thursday won't take place, I think. Part of it.
But I think that you certainly should give people a little warning before it comes up, because this is a very important matter, and it changes our city government. It changes the way we've operated.
Well, do you fellas want to vote for this as they are now?
I don't know. I think it's all right, but I think that we should let the people know ahead of time before it does come up.
You think they're all right, huh?
I think they're all wrong.
Oh.
I'm taking our legal department's opinion, and I think that you fellas should take it, rather than to dismiss them. and try to find some legal authority that will okay the thing. That's apparently what's going on. You want to try to find some legal opinion that will agree with you.
Well, does any other council member want to talk on? Motion is to defer action.
Moved by Connolly, third reading and final action upon the 11 proposed ordinances relating to administration of departments, appointed powers, and appointments be deferred pending preparation of amending legislation. Connolly?
Aye.
Denny?
No.
Hiles?
No.
McGowan?
Aye.
Mills?
Yes.
All right, we'll get back to the agenda now. I want to thank everybody for coming over. I hope that we have a full council meeting every Monday. I think that it's very good for everybody to come over and see how democracy works.
Are you going to have a Thursday meeting? Are you going to have a Thursday meeting now?
That's no. Where it is.
We're
not having no Thursday meeting.
You're going to do it on Thursday?
No.
You better not.
I still move in.
Item, just four, we're going to...
Good thing.
Move to hold that pending investigation.
Just no action on it today. Here's one not on the agenda. Authorizing city clerk to issue class B beer permit, new application, all license permits in order, no police record. Buyer Kenneth Robert Kronberg, doing business Ingersoll Tavern, 1711 Ingersoll Avenue. Seller Homer Ronald Ed Cox's permit expired June 30th, 1956. No police record on either. The case is pending.
Move.
Connolly, Denny, Isles, McGowan, Mills. Not on the agenda. Authorizing city clerk to issue class B beer permit, new application, all license permits in order, please report as follows. Buyer Walter Earl Lundy and Orville Dale Stout, doing business to Green Gables, 4240 Vandalia Road. The record on Walter Earl Lundy, 9-15-55, charge intoxication. Disposition, $5 for 2 days paid. Charge, no inspection, seal on auto, disposition dismissed. That's a record of 9-15-55 on Walter Earl Lundy. Orville Dale Stout, the record 10-8-47, charge intoxication, disposition 10 days, county jail. 9-4-52, charge DPQ, buffeting, disposition $10 fine paid. Charge 9-4-52, same date, the charge intoxication. Disposition, $5, 2 days paid. Seller, Ida Lee, Merle Rutledge, granted class B permit 5-14-56, canceled permit 7-16-56, under roll call number 2609, no police record.
What was that last date?
She canceled her permit 7-16-56, under roll call number 2609. That's the seller. There was no police record on the seller.
She surrendered it.
Yes.
What'd you have? Intoxication charge on each one of them, right?
9-15-55, intoxication charge on one, and the other was in 47, the intoxication charge was on one in 1947, on the other it was in 1955, September 55.
They were dismissed. Oh no, one of them was $5. Intoxication was $5 and the inspection was dismissed. What's your pleasures on it?
Nine fifteen 55 is a...
Intoxication disposition, $5.
Yeah, one charge.
I'll move the thing, all of this intoxication charge. Moved by Connolly to the top. Connolly, Denny.
Maybe he won't drink it, though.
Hiles, McGowan, and Mills. Not on the agenda. Authorizing city clerk to issue dispensing license to the following. New application, police report as follows. Ellen M. Dickerson, 2020 Pleasant Street, to be employed by Dorothy May Patino, 603 Cherry Street. 9736 DPQ by fighting intoxication. No disposition shown. 53037 intoxication and DPQ. 22543 investigative detective. 112743 intoxication. 21247 investigative detective.
Two convictions, both intoxication.
47.
Dispenser's license and the last is in 47.
8 years ago, 9 years ago.
I thought we were going to have all of this.
Moved by Connolly. Connolly, Denny, Isles, McGowan, and Mills. Whereas by resolution duly adopted on January 3rd, 1956, by roll calls number 6 and 7, Wade Clark was appointed Corporation Counsel in the City of Des Moines, and Floyd I. Level was appointed City Solicitor. And whereas it is now deemed necessary and proper that the said Wade Clark and Floyd I. Level be discharged forthwith as said Corporation Counsel and City Solicitor, respectively. Now therefore, be it resolved by the City Council of the City of Des Moines, Iowa, that Wade Clark be and he is hereby discharged from his said position as Corporation Counsel as of the end of the business day, August 6, 1956, and be it further resolved that Floyd I. Level be and he is hereby discharged from his said position as City Solicitor as of the end of the business day, August 6, 1956.
You fellas don't want a legal department, you want a... Yes, ma'am. I think they've done an excellent job and deserve to be commended rather than kicked in the face.
I'll move.
You got your yes, ma'am picked out?
Mm-hmm. Moved by Connolly to adopt. Connolly? Denny?
No.
Isles?
No. I think that these two gentlemen have done a good job here, and I think it's a definite mistake to let them out at this time. I think it hurts the city. It'll put our legal department behind again, and it's just no good.
The city's got his yes man picked out.
McGowan?
Yes.
Mills?
Yes.
I'd like to say a few words here on this occasion. If the wording of the resolution seems rather abrupt, it was because we prepared it ourselves. We were called into a meeting in the clerk's office this morning, and Mr. Conley suggested that they would be glad to receive our resignations, and it was our thinking that...
That was just 3 men of the council there, wasn't it?
That's correct. In view of the situation that existed, we told them that we would rather have it go through the council action, which has just been completed. I assume that the opinion that was written on the 12 so-called amendments has been responsible to some extent in bringing this to its present stage. But I want to say that what opinions we've rendered have been at the request of the council, and were given not with the thought of pleasing any person or group, but were made in accordance with our understanding of our professional duties. Now, I noticed in Mr. Levine's article, which I read during the intermission here, that he indicated that our opinion was a volunteered opinion.
May I correct that just a minute?
Just a minute. No,
just a minute.
Just let him finish. Right.
Someone told him it was yours.
Whatever
it was, anyhow, it wasn't a true statement for us. Because the matter was discussed at Mr. Mill's office with Mr. Conley and Mr. McGowan, the opinion hadn't been written at that time. But they inquired as to when it would be ready, so at least it was their understanding that there was an opinion that would be forthcoming within a short time, anyhow. But I do want to say that the last 7 months that I've had the privilege to serve the city has been something that I wouldn't care to go through again, but I'll have some memories arising from it anyhow. And that's all I have to say at the time here. I just told the mayor that I would wave the plaque that goes with long and successful tenure. So.
I was just ready to move the issue.
I'd like to make my own statement on a couple of things you said there, Wade, such as this opinion being asked for. Now, I distinctly remember that when these ordinances were brought up, I referred, and I think the city clerk can dig it out and show you, that it was referred to the legal department for approval as to form only. And the week that the opinion was brought in, I never asked for an opinion. I don't think Mr. McGowan or Mr. Mills did, and I asked Mr. Iles if he'd ask for one, and he said no, right here in the council chamber. Now, I don't know who asked for it.
Well, I asked for one, Bob. I asked
you. You said last 2 weeks ago in the council chamber here that you didn't. I asked you if you asked for a formal opinion on this thing, and you said no.
Well, I asked Mr. Clark if
he's given one. You said, is this legal or not?
Yeah, I asked him if it had been rendered.
I don't want to get a big argument about it, Chuck, but I just want to make my statement. Okay. He made his, and anybody else can make theirs.
Further proves the point that you don't want a legal opinion, you want a yes, man.
Be it resolved by the City Council of the City of Mona, Iowa, that Milton W. Strickler be and he is hereby appointed City Attorney, Corporation Counsel, effective August 7, 1956, for the balance of the term of the ensuing administration.
I'll move.
Who's by that? Mills to adopt. Conley? Denny?
No.
Iles?
No.
McGowan? Mills?
Did you get an eye out of McGowan?